From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The verdict is in for the first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in civilian court. A federal jury in New York has acquitted Ahmed Khalfan Gailani on most of the criminal charges against him. He had been accused of terrorism and murder for taking part in the East Africa embassy bombings in 1998. Late today, the jury did convict him on one count of conspiracy to destroy U.S. property. NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following this case. She joins us now. And Carrie, first, remind us what this man Gailani was accused of doing.
Well, Robert, he was accused of taking part in the embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people back in 1998. The government alleged that he bought materials and a truck that was used in those bombings. At the time, he was a very young man from Tanzania. He spent a lot of time at large. He was ultimately captured in Pakistan before being sent onto Guantanamo in 2006. And this man, Gailani, ultimately was the first detainee to be sent to New York for a civilian trial in the summer of 2009. It should be noted, Robert, that several other men who have not been detained at Guantanamo have been convicted of involvement in this bombing, and they are serving long sentences in U.S. prisons.
And there's been a lot of concern about whether detainees can be tried in civilian courts. How did that play out in the Gailani case?
Robert, it's a very important question because people on all sides of this issue had been following this case for what it said about civilian courts and trials in New York. Prosecutors agreed beforehand, before this trial, not to mention al-Qaeda at all to the jury, and they didn't use any evidence they got from harsh interrogation practices involving Gailani. The judge in this case barred them from doing that and also barred them from using a key witness whose identity they only learned after some harsh interrogation. So this case, in essence, was limited to a very narrow set of circumstances back in 1998. The defense did not call Gailani to testify, and they portrayed him as a young man who was duped and a fall guy from far more senior al-Qaeda operatives.
Well, there are still nearly 175 men at Guantanamo. What does the Gailani verdict mean for the prosecutions of other detainees?
Robert, that's something people are thinking about right now. The process already had been completely clogged for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other people accused of being the masterminds of the September 11th attacks. Remember, they were to be tried in New York. Local political leaders vetoed that, and the White House overruled the Justice Department on that decision. There is one other military commission case at Guantanamo in the pipeline for early next year, but the politics are very dicey here in the U.S., even more so after the results of the midterm elections this month, in which several Republicans in the House who have expressed concern about ever bringing detainees onto U.S. soil are now, it seems, in line to hold key positions in the new Congress. The Justice Department put out a statement late today, Robert, that said they respect the decision of the jury, and they're pointing out that this one conspiracy count on which Gailani was convicted carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 20 years. Still, there have got to be some long faces at the Justice Department this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.